The first Palestinian suicide bombing in 6 weeks killed an Israeli policeman and wounded 3 others in northern Israel today. The bomber was also killed. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. 2 other Israelis died in other Palestinian attacks, and 2 Palestinians were killed by Israeli soldiers. The violence came as Israel rejected a Palestinian proposal for a gradual ceasefire. NPR's Peter Kenyon has just returned from the scene of the suicide bombing. Peter, I gather the explosion took place at a bus stop not far from the border with the West Bank. What did you see at the scene?
Well, a few hours after the bombing, John, I was up on Route 65. It's a road that's seen a number of bombings and shooting attacks during the past 2 years of violence. Police say they received an anonymous call about a suspicious person at a bus stop near the Arab-Israeli town of Umm al-Fahm. A police van responded, and as it pulled up to the bus stop, witnesses say the bomber detonated the device, killing a 21-year-old policeman, Moshe Hezkiah. I spoke with a nearby restaurant owner a few hours later. His name is Mohammed Akbaria. He said he ran outside when he heard the blast. He found the bomber's body and the policeman, who was still alive but badly wounded, his body torn and riddled with nails and other shrapnel that are often put in these bombs. Akbaria, like the other Israeli Arabs I spoke with tonight, said they were disgusted with these attacks. They had no sympathy for this kind of violence, and they longed for a return to peace talks.
Peter, tell us about these other violent incidents in the West Bank today.
Well, one Israeli man was killed near a settlement close to Jenin. His car came under fire from Palestinians. The Al-Aqsa Brigade, linked to Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, claimed responsibility for that attack. This is a group that pledged recently to halt attacks inside Israel, but not in the West Bank. Separately, the body of a 67-year-old settler was found outside Jerusalem. Police believe he was killed by Palestinian attackers. Also, 2 Palestinians were shot by troops today in the northern West Bank. The army said the men were armed and attempted to run the troops over with their car.
In recent days, Peter, Israelis and Palestinians have had at least begun talking to each other about the possibility of a ceasefire. How much will today's events set back that effort?
It's hard to say off the bat, of course. The fact that the 2 sides were talking at all was seen by some as a positive sign in itself. It's not clear, however, that the talks were all that close to producing any real breakthroughs. There was a ceasefire proposal. It came from the Palestinian side today. It was a 2-phase proposal, and Israeli leaders said phase 1, in which Palestinian attacks would not be stopped within within the West Bank or Gaza Strip, but would only be stopped within Israel. Israeli leaders said that was unacceptable. There's no immediate sign from Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's government that today's attacks would close off all channels of communication, but clearly the 2 sides remain pretty far apart in terms of anything approaching a lasting ceasefire. I think the other immediate question is whether these attacks will prompt the Israeli army to return to a full clampdown on West Bank cities and villages. Some Israelis are pointing to the lifting of the closures in Jenin and Nablus recently as leading to today's attacks, and it really remains to be seen whether they will now turn around and essentially put all these people back in their homes.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Thanks very much, Peter.
Thanks, John.